In a move that's sure to elicit response, Michigan football will kick off their season against Fresno State with Jim Harbaugh as the honorary captain. Welcome back, Harbaugh. You may know that Jim Harbaugh has a show cause and is suspended by the NCAA for a season for cheating and lying at Michigan. But Michigan has decided that they would like him to be their honorary captain to kick off the season. Stoney, good idea, bad idea?
I'm a Michigan fan, and I think it sucks. I think it's awful. And I get it. I understand it's, first of all, look, the most important thing, I guess, they're honoring their championship team, which is cool as hell.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm glad. I have a sweatshirt. I'm not going to put an asterisk. I'm very happy. I don't care what people think. The team that I root for in college football won the national championship. However, the coach of that team also, like you said, is at show cause, and we'll find out other stuff maybe when the Stallions thing is, you know, adjudicated, whatever. I just think that, can you wait a year? Let it settle. I just don't think it's a good look. I know optics don't make everything. It stinks, in my opinion. Now, there are those, and I know a lot of them, who just say, you know what? Good for Sharon Moore, if he was the one who suggested it, you know, just stick it up the NCAA's butt. Because they screwed us, and he had it in for Harbaugh, and yada, 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 yada. I don't know. I just think it's bad. Look, am I going to boo him when I sit in my seat? No, but I think it's a bad, bad look. Look, people are going to go crazy there. The hero, he brought us the champ. I get it. But if there's anything that says Michigan arrogance, we don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks. We're going to do it our way. This is it. This just feeds right into it. And I have a friend, believe it or not, who is a big Michigan State fan who thinks it's great. He goes, I love it because the NCAA is feckless and all this stuff, and they're just shoving it up there, you know what, like I said before. I just, you know, why bother?
So
I always say, what's the downside? The downside is you look like a spoiled children. And I know that's a school, that's a nickname for USC, but yes.
But if the shoe fits, you said, you know, no one's going to boo him. They won't. They know their audience. It's Michigan fans who will be at the big house for him as the honorary captain. They will cheer for him. He is their guy. He's their martyr, right? He's the victim and all this, except he's not. Let's not let facts get in the way of a good story, right? Jim Harbaugh was given chances by the NCAA to cooperate and did the, I don't know, I don't remember. They showed him receipts. Stories from the parents and kids who he was meeting with when he shouldn't have been. I don't know. I don't recall. Jim, we have evidence. Being obtuse. You're being non-compliant. And this culture permeates throughout your entire program, which is why multiple coaches are also wrapped up in all of this. It's not like the NCAA, oh, we're going to stick it to the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're the arrogant cheaters and liars. You can do it.
Right.
But don't do this victim thing. You're not the victim.
I get it in some of the, because in reading the whole case, they think that the NCAA in other cases would give evidence and try to lead them into the right thing, and they never did that with Harbaugh. Whatever. And even his, you know, attorney Tom Maher said, well, you know, the guy's been hit in the head so many times. Whatever. Okay.
Wait, was that a real defense Maher's used? Is our guy's not cognitive
like
in the head?
He mentioned that.
Okay.
It stinks. From my perspective, I think it's just a horrible look. And here's the other thing. Now, look, the NCAA has, their power has been diminishing and diminishing, especially in football.
Correct.
If he has been given a 4-year show cause and a one-year suspension, can they say, you are not allowed to be at an NCAA-sanctioned event?
I don't know.
Can they keep him away from Michigan Stadium? Can the NCAA, all right, you want to play this little, you know, game? Here's the deal. You can't go to the game.
So how did it work? Because he couldn't go to the games last year when he was suspended.
We watched the Penn State game in the hotel.
Right. Suspended from...
Now, show cause isn't the same as a suspension.
Now, he's got
a one-year suspension if he comes back.
And that's suspension from coaching.
Right.
In theory, he could buy a ticket to any game he wants to go
True.
To. Could he have been in attendance for the Penn State games as a fan, the Ohio State games as a fan?
I don't think so.
So I don't know the rule on
right.
this. Michigan clearly says, we can do what we want on our campus. He's not trespassing.
No,
he's going to be
know.
Part of a ceremony, and he
right.
can go home if it's a real issue afterwards, but we want to show him love. We want to
yes.
have him walk out in front of 110,000 people
yeah.
jammed in there and celebrating off a national title. But I think it's a bad look, too.
I know.
It's shameless is what it is. You have no shame.
Right.
No shame. This guy just got suspended. You clearly, this is only for the recruiting stuff. This is not even for
Correct.
The Stallion sign stuff.
Yes.
You, again, Michigan fans, you're embroiled in multiple incidents of impropriety and cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to honor the guy to kick off the season, saying, we condone him and celebrate him and stand by him in every capacity.
Look, he's
even though you yourself as a school suspended him a year ago and then backed
right.
down from a second suspension from your own conference.
Right. You could argue and that he is the greatest football coach in Michigan history. You could argue that. And he's a great football coach. And he's a great builder of a football program. There's no doubt about it. But when you are in charge of a program that gets slapped on the wrist or whatever, it breaks the rules, no matter what you think of the rules are during COVID and let alone the Stallion stuff, stay away.
Tressel had this happen. He was honored at Ohio State. I'm sure Michigan fans made fun of it. Look at them standing by a cheater.
I actually don't remember.
Okay.
I do know they celebrated that he was, you know, suspended for, you know, the pants selling gold pants,
yeah.
the players selling gold pants for tattoos.
Yeah, that was Terrell Pryor era, I
mm-hmm.
believe. Yeah.
Mm.
Ticket Texter says, totally shameful. Honoring a serial cheater who left your program is abhorrent. As the old saying goes, you can't spell scum without UM.
Hmm. I wouldn't call him a serial cheater, but he had
multiple?
A couple of years. Yes, multiple offender, yes.
Undefeated national champs, cry more, guys. I don't have any tears.
It's a bad look.
The question was good idea, bad
yes.
idea. Good look, bad look. You can answer however you want.
Right.
Harbaugh being hosted as the captain just shows Michigan knows that they did wrong with the recruiting violation. There are no adults in the athletic program. They're just fanboys of Harbaugh.
No, I don't think they're all fanboys of Harbaugh because they wouldn't give him that. Not that. Here's the other thing. He was going to go to the NFL anyway. But if they were fanboys of Harbaugh, they would have said, oh, Jim, you don't want your immunity. We'll give you whatever you want. And they didn't. They stuck to their guns on that.
Why should Michigan bow down to the NCAA? They're a trash organization. I love the middle finger Michigan is giving them, Joe and Westland. Right. You said there's plenty of people out there
yes.
that feel that way.
Yes, absolutely. And I get that.
Oh, I'm not sticking up for the NCAA
no.
as an organization, but they are the governing body of the sport. You are not above the law as a Michigan program, and that's why I do think it's worthy that some punishment is handed down.
Right. I mean, you know what it's akin to? Correct me if I'm wrong, is if, you know, they didn't take down the banners for the Fab Five. You know, that was
just
like self-imposed or whatever. Those guys weren't even allowed basically in Chrysler for a long time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
Harbaugh is the honorary captain.
Yeah.
Because the story needed another turn, another twist. 248-539-9797.
It would have been better if he couldn't do a schedule if he did it in Columbus.
Well, we were looking. Michigan's bye week, the Chargers' bye week is when Michigan's on the road. So
right.
they could have tried to avoid the first game, but I think they like that it's the first game.
Oh,
it's the tone setter. It's the celebration of last year.
Yeah, it's Fresno State. It's at night. Whatever.
Party in Ann Arbor. 97-1.